Yes, you heard me right, young one. That is my offer. I can erase you from the mind of every single being on this planet. Every record of you will be erased, or altered if it can reasonably survive without you. Your parents, friends, even your partner. Nobody will know who you are, or that you even existed in the first place. Your cries for death and non-existence brought me here, child. But never have I had such a specific request brought upon me. Again, doing this will be incredibly consequential. You must understand the implications of removing yourself from reality as you know it. You can still take this back. Is your answer still a yes? A deal is a deal, then. Prepare yourself, and don't forget that I warned you. You wished for it, and so it shall be. And all week, I can't shake the feeling like something's missing. Well, on Tuesday, I woke up holding my pillow and crying, apparently. And on Thursday, I showed up at a restaurant thinking I had a date with my boyfriend. Let me finish. I'll get to that. I thought I had a date with my boyfriend, but then I realized that A, I never made a reservation at all, apparently. And B, it seemed so natural that I was in a relationship, but I've been single for like forever. My roommate thinks I'm going insane. Living with her has been tough because she's caught all these little moments of me reaching out for things that don't exist, but that's the thing. I know I'm not crazy. He exists. I promise you. I'm serious. Please don't look at me like that. I feel like everything is falling apart right now, and I really just need someone to listen and tell me I'm not... Oh, let me help you with that. Oh, wait. Do I know you? We've met before, haven't we? Yeah, I know we have. Oh, wait, don't leave. Oh, please don't go. I just want to talk. Oh, well, I know this place because my boyfriend... never mind, ignore that. It's just an important spot to me, too. That's all I really know. Sorry, my head is a little scrambled right now. Anyway, we've met before, haven't we? Don't do that, please. I can tell you're lying. You've always been horrible at it. You do this thing where you toss your hair and look at the ground and... Oh, shit, it happened again. How the hell did I know that? Well, for some reason, I seem to know a lot about you. Do you know me at all? Ah, thank you. This changes everything. I knew I wasn't crazy. Could you please explain how we know each other? Oh, is now not a good time to explain? Sorry if this is a lot to take in. I did kind of just chase after you, demanding answers. Do you want to talk more at my place? It's okay. Just take a seat. You're not intruding at all, I promise. So, do you feel more comfortable explaining now? Oh my god, it's you? We've been together for 3 years? But I can't remember any of it. I mean, little bits and pieces have been going through my mind this whole week, and everyone thinks I'm going insane, but I knew it was something. But if you're really telling the truth, then... What happened? What did I forget? Why does no one know who you are? You what? Why would you ever want that? Oh, my life is so much better with you. I don't even need to remember everything to know that I love you. You fill my life with so much love and happiness and excitement. I usually try to respect people's thoughts, but... If you think you make everything worse, you're completely wrong. You're always there for me when I need you, and it's never a burden or a problem to make time for you when you need me. Maybe you think that if you were gone, I'd find someone else and be happier, or that all my problems would go away, but That's just not true. You're mine, and I'm yours. I need you, and that's never going to change. I just can't believe you'd wish for something like this.
The boy speaks the truth.
What the who are you? How did you get in here?
I am what you might call death. I can see he hasn't finished the story yet.
Babe, you know her? What the hell is going on?
I can tell you need a little convincing.
I think I'm actually going crazy now. I don't even know what's happening anymore. Oh, baby, of course I trust you. Those puppy dog eyes always worked on me. It's just really hard to believe I'm not in some insane dream.
Good. That settles introductions then. As I said, my name here on Earth is Death. Regarding my presence here, I can explain. The work I do isn't pretty, as you might imagine. I carry the souls of the dead to their final resting place. But that isn't all. I can hear the thoughts of those who are close to death, whether by choice or by incidence. Your beloved is no different. He was on the verge of death himself, and believed that everything would be better if he could simply wish himself out of existence.
And you just let him do that? Do you even have a soul? How could you be so heartless?
I understand your anger, but please, listen. You've been running into situations you can't explain recently, correct?
Yeah, what's your point?
If I have the power to erase an entire person out of existence, to carry souls out of bodies and take them away from anywhere you could possibly perceive with your mortal eyes, why wouldn't I be able to wipe your mind as well?
I didn't even think of that.
I left you partially intact for a reason. You listen as well, young man. This woman cares about you very much, whether your mind wants to acknowledge that or not. I didn't grant your wish to simply let you go through with it, but to show you the gravity of what you really asked for. I've seen you this week, triumphant at first, but slowly realizing the consequences of your request. Your friends passing you by on the street, your parents giving you strange looks when you lingered by your house, even the barista at the local coffee shop getting your order wrong because, according to her, she's never made it before. You were scared, weren't you? That's why you ran from your beloved. You realized that what you wanted was really a mistake, and so you ran to keep her from realizing what you'd done.
Babe, you don't need to apologize. I had no idea you were struggling with these thoughts. I wish I could have helped you before it came to this. But I'm so happy you're back. You don't need to shy away from me like that. I want to be close to you. Please, let me hold you.
My work here seems to be reaching its end. I shall restore your memories, young lady. Take care of each other.
God, you're back. I missed you so much. Waking up without you broke my heart every single day. I knew something was missing. Everything has been so miserable without you. Of course you're important enough. Don't ever say that. Baby, look at me. You are the most important person in my life. That is never going to change. Even if you don't believe it, it's true. I want you to lean on me. These are some incredibly dark thoughts you're having, and I'm sorry I couldn't see how badly you were hurting before. But I'm here now, and I want to help. Please don't think that not being in my life anymore is the answer. It's never the answer. No, no, baby, I'm not mad at you. And you don't have to apologize either. You were in a dark place. Depression is horrible, and it made you think that this was the right thing to do. But that doesn't stop me from seeing how amazing of a person you are, even in that dark place. Well, even when you felt like everything was falling apart, you didn't want to hurt anyone else. You wanted me to be happier, even though you completely misunderstood what your wish would mean. You've always been selfless like that, and it's something I love about you. But you don't need to do this alone. We're gonna get through this together, okay? I want you to see someone and talk about the thoughts you've been having. I know it's scary, and maybe you might not trust them at first, but I need you to promise me you'll do it. This is a dark and scary place to be, but there's help out there and people who can give it to you. I'm gonna be with you every step of the way, and if you want me to be there with you, then that's what I'll do. I don't ever want you to feel like you're alone or like you're burdening me at all. You're the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, and I do all of this for you because I love you. Can you promise me we'll try this out? Getting help? Oh, thank you, baby. That's the first step. I'm so proud of you. It's surreal being here in your arms again. I felt so empty without you. I know this is sudden, but could I ask you for something? I really need to feel you right now. Not just this hug and not just sleeping together. I want us to be as close as we can be. I know that probably wasn't the sexiest way to initiate that, but I'm serious. Please? Thank you. I'll go ahead and slip out of my clothes. Lay back and let me get your clothes. I want to be on top tonight. You're gorgeous. You know that, right? Scars and all. I love doing this for you. It's like unwrapping a present. I know what's inside every time, but it's always just as good. You want to know why? Because it's you. The person I love. I always feel so safe and comfortable when we're together like this. Just getting lost in each other. There. All ready for me. Is this still okay, baby? You're shaking a little. I know it's been an intense week for you, and you're probably tired, and... Thanks. I can always count on you to stop me when I ramble like that. To be honest, just taking your clothes off really got me going, so I'm just gonna start if that's okay. Yeah? Perfect. Oh, fuck. We're finally right back where we belong, baby. I know we do things differently sometimes, but tonight, I'm gonna roll my hips just like this. Hold your hands and look into your eyes. I need as much of you as I can get. Oh, fuck, you fill me up so well. Touching myself is like nothing compared to this. You turn me on so much. Oh, I need you. I don't care if it's risky. I want you to come inside, okay? I'm gonna move just how I know we both like, and then you're gonna come inside me. I want us to be connected in every way I can think of. Please, baby. I'm getting so close. Oh, fuck. It feels so good to have you feeling me again. To feel you spread me open. I'm all yours, babe. I always will be. Just let me take everything inside. All the bad thoughts. All the struggles we've been through. I want it all. I can't make it all go away, but I can share the weight with you. We're a team, babe. And I'm here for good. So please, will you come for me? I'll count us down, okay? Okay. Five. Oh, just lay back and thrust for me. Oh, four. Yes, yes, give it to me. Three. You're not alone. I'm here. Two. I love you so, so much. One. Thank you for that, baby. Come here. Well, that was perfect. I feel so whole in your arms. I love you too. So, so much. We should do this more often. Only without the whole memory wipe thing. There's that smile I fell in love with. Here, let me cuddle you closer. The future might look scary, babe, but I believe in you. I'm here for everything, all the way. You're stronger than you think, and I know you can do it. Good night, baby. I love you.